joining me from the North Callaway School District, Kenya Thompson. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here this morning. Lots of good things going on over the North Callaway School District. Not very uncommon, as a matter of fact. But last week, you had a special visitor over at one of your buildings. Tell us a little bit about that.
So last week was Read Across America Week. And in each of our elementaries and our early childhood, we were celebrating the joy of reading and the importance of reading. So First Lady Claudia Kehoe actually came and read to some of our earliest learners at the Thunderbird Learning Center. She read several books to them, but it was a really good opportunity to highlight the strength of the Thunderbird Learning Center and to engage with First Lady Kehoe, because we are really excited about the expansion of TLC, especially in the new building, but also the governor has proven a commitment to early childhood and early childhood funding, and so just making sure that we always represent ourselves the best to make sure that we are showing that really investing in early childhood programming is what's best for communities. And so it was a great way to highlight that through Read Across America Week.
Very nice. As the school year comes to an end, usually most school districts are now starting through the hiring process for teachers, for administrators, and so on. The carousel, I call it sometimes. North Callaway, as a matter of fact, is looking for a new athletic director. This came about because Kevin O'Neill has been actually promoted to an administrative role. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Coach O'Neill, Kevin O'Neill, is our head football coach, has been our longtime AD, athletic director, activities director. He is now taking the high school assistant principal job, which opened up the athletic director position. We are currently in the process of going through the hiring process for that job. We've had 12 applicants. There is a committee of teachers and coaches and administrators who are vetting the candidates, and they will provide a recommendation to the Board of Education next Thursday. So hopefully we have a really positive announcement to make after the board meeting.
All right. Is that the goal, to hire the next AD at your next board meeting?
That would be our goal. We have several other hires, but it's been a very strong hiring season for us at North Callaway. And so we are looking at pretty high fill rates, which is really exciting to kind of see some of that bounce back with the hiring process for teachers.
Another thing that is highly important is having conversations with community members. And as I understand it, North Callaway School District has a couple of community forums coming up. Tell us about those, what that is about, and when and where, if you will.
Absolutely. So this year in March, we started 4 community forums, one at each building. We've done 2 so far, so one at Hatton and one at the high school. We have 2 coming up. So next Tuesday, we will be at Williamsburg Elementary on March 18th. And then the following Tuesday, March 25th, we will be at the middle school in Avoz. But the purpose of the community forum is to provide an opportunity to us to educate patrons about school finance and the state of the district and academics and the state of our facilities. Last year, we did tons of community forums trying to pass Prop N and Prop C, but it has to be an ongoing conversation, and we cannot just talk to our patrons when we need them to pass things. And so it's more about an ongoing dialogue to make sure all patrons are aware of the strengths of our district and what's going really well, but also what are the other things that we need to consider for the future, whether it's new legislation or facilities. And so we just want to have an open conversation with our public about the state of the district. And so we look forward to doing this probably on an annual basis, but this is the first year that we've tried it. And we invite all of our Thunderbird patrons to come out on those 2 new forums.
I know that being in the Mexico community, I've had several questions from community members. What happens whenever the current administration is looking to do some cuts in all departments of government, and that includes the Department of Education? How does that impact us locally? Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that, if you will?
So right now, it's kind of a wait and see game. So in our district, and probably similar to Mexico, we receive significant federal dollars for many different programs. So from the food service program, which provides meals for free and reduced lunch students, to special education funding, to title funding for reading, professional development funding. And so right now, we're just kind of on a wait and see game. But I think it's really critical to think about how those funds directly impact students, especially our most vulnerable students. And so we're waiting and seeing like many others, but I would just say that community voice and advocacy is incredibly important, as we want to provide the best opportunity for our kids.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate the update. Next time you're in, maybe we'll get some more info about the community forums and some of those questions that are going to be asked there.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Matt.